stand against U.S. colonialism, and join thousands at an historic rally at the United Nations. Come celebrate the strength and survival of the Puerto Rican people and rally for the island's self-determination. Saturday, July 25th, beginning at 1 p.m. in front of the UN, 42nd Street and 1st Avenue. There will be simultaneous actions across the country and in Puerto Rico, demanding that Washington respect international law regarding the decolonization process. That's Saturday, July 25th at 1 p.m. at 42nd Street and 1st Avenue in New York City. For more information, call the Freedom Summer 98 campaign at 718-665-9073. That's 718-665-9073.
Dr. Ivan Van Sertima is unquestionably one of the leading historians of our time. He has written and edited over 20 volumes, including They Came Before Columbus, Blacks in Science, African Presence in Early Asia, African Presence in Early Europe, and now his latest book, Early America Revisited. On Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m., Dr. Van Sertima will speak and present his new book at a book party at the Martin Luther King Jr. Labor Center, 310 West 43rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in Manhattan. He'll be joined in conversation with WBAI's Utrice Lead. And of course, you are all invited. For more information, please call 212-330-8277. That's 212-330-8277.
And it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WBAI in New York. Time for Off the Hook. Yeah, right about now. Off the Hook on WBAI.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. For Billy Bump, for the best, expect the worst.
Sing out loud, sing out strong. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, sing a song.
Thank you.
And a very good evening to everybody. This is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. And Phil, you're over on the other mic, right?
Hi.
Okay, Greg, I got the right mic this time. So it's been a busy week. Had the cops called on us twice, I think, this week. And I guess that's going to be the theme of the next few weeks and months.
It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday, yeah, and it's been fun so far. We have updates on the Takedown movie that we're, of course, protesting. We have a demonstration coming up this Thursday, which we'll be giving information about, as well as some other interesting things involving telecommunications, the MetroCard, and all kinds of other things. Stay tuned. I bet you didn't think I could find another happy polka song, but I actually tracked one down, so we have no end of supplies of songs like that. A couple of things before we get into the Takedown movie and where that stands. I got this piece of mail from OmniPoint. You know, we play around with different phone services, OmniPoint being one of them. OmniPoint is the exclusive GSM provider in the New York metropolitan area. And they're advertising something which I think they must be crazy to be doing this. They must be out of their minds. Because this is just something that is so bad. It's called Power On, I think is how you would read that. Because yeah, it's the word the power with an on button as the O. So it's either on power or power on. Yeah, I wonder what this guy is saying. I don't know. So anyway, it's a new service that they're offering. And when I tell you this service, you're going to wonder how stupid these people are. Dear valued OmniPoint customer, I am pleased to introduce Power On. It is Power On. Your source for exclusive rewards. Every time I hear the word exclusive rewards, I feel sick, you know, because it just means you're going to be plagued with some promotional contest that there's never any winner, certainly nobody on this planet, and it's a big waste of time for everybody else. With Power On, your OmniPoint handset becomes even more powerful. Because it's your connection to great prizes to win, plus rewards like discounts and other unique privileges like discounts, things like that. Very simply, by keeping your handset on, you'll have a chance to win daily and monthly prizes ranging in value from free service charges to soon the new Beetle from Volkswagen. And you'll get exclusive offers like the opportunity to purchase discounted tickets to sold-out concerts, sporting events, and Broadway shows. As an active OmniPoint subscriber, you are automatically enrolled in Power On and are eligible for all of the privileges and services the program will provide. Okay, I see the anticipation here. Yeah. To take advantage of these great opportunities, all you have to do is keep your Power On. So you'll get the messages alerting you to these exciting offers and prizes. That's right. If you keep your OmniPoint phone on, you'll get all kinds of junk mail. You'll get all kinds of offers to, like, enter contests and waste your time. All you have to do is keep your phone on, and you'll be deluged with them. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't that what people want? What are these people on? What drugs are they smoking? I mean, people don't want junk mail on their phones. People don't want their phone to constantly beeping with annoying offers and prizes and crap like that. So anyway, they totally, like, twisted around. There's never a cost to you. Can you imagine if they charge you for this? Power On is OmniPoint's way of saying thank you to all of our loyal customers. I think it's close to thank you what they're saying to their customers, but not exactly. It's it's really, I don't know what they're thinking. Plus, you don't have to worry about draining your battery while keeping posted on what's new with Power On. Unlike cellular, the technology of your PCS handset gives you extended use without the need to continually recharge the battery. Does that make any sense? You're going to use your battery if you keep it on all the time. But they say, no, don't worry, because PCS handsets give you extended use without the need to continually recharge the battery. It's. I mean, these people should be working in totalitarian countries writing revisionist history. I mean, this,
what is your choice? To keep it off and not get phone calls?
Yeah, if you turn it off to avoid all this junk that they're going to be sending your way, then you won't get any phone calls. So. Right? If you turn it on, you'll get all the junk and have the opportunity to enter all these amazing... contests and things. But you won't use up your battery because PCS phones get more battery life. That's what they're trying to say. OmniPoint is proud of its reputation as the digital personal communications pioneer. As one of our loyal subscribers, you've played an important role in our growth into one of the nation's leading personal communications companies. Now, to show our appreciation and loyalty to you, we're proud to introduce this unique Power On program. Boy, I don't know how to thank them. Remember, keep your handset with you and your power on for big opportunities from OmniPoint.
Did you get any of these messages yet?
Not yet.
Are you going to enter?
You don't have a choice. Oh, yeah, you entered if you have your handset on.
I wonder what they're going to do, like press one.
I'll tell you this, the first one that comes in, I'm turning my phone right off, okay? You start sending me junk mail on my phone, the phone is going off, and that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, what are these people thinking? I don't know what's wrong with them. So anyway, that's the story with OmniPoint this week. If anybody's had any other dealings with them, just let us know. MetroCard. We had more fun with the MetroCard this week. As you know, the new unlimited MetroCard deals, the weekly and the monthly, I don't know where the daily is. I've heard conflicting reports that the daily pass, which is available for $4, is only being given to hotels. I heard somebody else say it's not going to be available till the fall. Whatever it is, it really should be available now like they promised back in December when Pataki made this big deal of announcing it. Because I think that's what people really need. You know, you don't know what you're going to be doing for a whole week, but you do know if you're going to take more than 3 subway rides in a day generally, or bus rides. So the thing with the weeklies and the monthlies, though, is that you can let people in on your way out. And the reason for that is because they expire after 18 minutes. You swipe it through once, it lets you in. 18 minutes later, it'll work again. So if you swipe yourself in and stand around for 18 minutes, you can let another person into the same station. Or more commonly, if you take a ride someplace and more than 18 minutes passes, you can simply, on your way out, swipe again, and a total stranger will be let in. Now, we've been doing this around the city, and I guess we've gotten sort of a reputation as like the Robin Hoods of the subway or something like that, because people say, look, there they are again, and, you know, gotten the capes and all that kind of thing. But basically, a lot of people react in funny ways when you try to give them something for free. We had one guy walk all the way up and examine the turnstile and see that it, in fact, said go, and that it was a free ride, and we weren't asking for any money. We just, you know, wanted to go through and enjoy his ride. And he just, you know, looked at it really closely, and then without a word, just turned around and walked back to the turnstile and waited online to buy a token. So you have people like that. You have the people like the subway turnstile clerk of last, what was it, Saturday? Probably shouldn't say exactly when it was, because I think they're still looking for us. We went down there with a couple of MetroCards that had you know, value on them. And we swiped them, and we started offering. We had a big sign, too. It said, free ride, and a big arrow, because, you know, lots of times, you know, people think you're panhandling or something. So you have to hold up a big sign that says, free ride, and a big arrow, and that way you don't have to even say anything. And so as soon as the subway turnstile clerk saw that, she went ballistic. She started screaming at us from behind her bulletproof glass, saying, you know, you can't do that, I'm calling the police. And she did call the police. She held up the phone. She held up two phones. The first one broke, I think, when she held it up. And
did you win something?
No, that's my Sprint phone. So basically, she called the cops. We let people in, and we wished her a good day, but she did definitely call them. I don't know if they ever came, but there's nothing illegal with what we're doing. We just confused her, you know, and we've gladly explained it, but she wouldn't stop hollering. But imagine you have a MetroCard with $100 on it. Are they saying you can't give those away? You can't give it to other people? You can't say, I'm in a good mood today. I'm going to let everybody in for free. You know, that's not illegal. And the same thing with the unlimited pass. It's unlimited. And they even say in the brochures, you can lend it to other people. So as long as you don't sell it, that's what makes it illegal. So that was the fun we had there. Now, getting to the film, which is the important thing. The film Takedown, which is a portrayal of Kevin Mitnick in a very unflattering light, based on the book Takedown, written by Tsutomu Shimomura and John Markoff, which came out back in 1996.
Yes.
The film we discovered about a month or so ago, and we've obtained the copy of the script. There's rumors of all kinds of things going on the set right now. We don't know exactly what's happening. We hear that there are changes in the works. We hear that there's all kinds of concern over the fact that hackers are involved in a protest against Miramax. Wouldn't be surprised if they think everything that goes wrong on their set is because of us. Which, you know, that suits me fine. It saves us a lot of work, but it's not true. That's not the way we operate. And what we're going to be doing is having a demonstration in front of Miramax later this week. Now, first, a little background as to what happened over the last week. We've been trying to get a hold of Skeet Ulrich. Phil, you know more than anybody how hard that can be.
Skeet's missing in action. I mean, he just doesn't want to talk to us.
I heard he was in Kansas, actually.
Really?
Filming some other movie.
I think he's in a film Oh, I don't know what his current project is. I think he plays a monk, actually. Yeah, he plays a monk or Does something he? Like that, yeah. Not a famous monk or FBI hunted monk or anything, but okay. He plays a monk, I believe.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that monk's reputation isn't being tarnished, like Kevin Mitnick's reputation is being tarnished by Mosquito, which is portrayal of him.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get an interview with him so that we could address these issues or find out his opinion on everything. Phone interview, studio interview, whatever. You know, we're willing to do whatever is necessary. However, we were informed that he is not available to do an interview with us, and that's it. You know, no other explanation. We went down to Miramax in New York, which is on Greenwich Street. We just wanted to talk to them. You know, see if anybody there knew something about the film or could talk to us about it. We could express our concerns, and we sort of thought, and I guess this was our big mistake. Miramax, you know, they distribute that Michael Moore film called The Big One.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's kind of funny that they distribute that. They should have a sense as to, you know, getting things right, the corporate mentality, you know, the power of the individual. So how do you think they would react if, say, you walked into their building with a camera? You know, they'd welcome you. They'd openly embrace.
It must be something like Michael Moore's film.
Yeah, say, boy, it's about time somebody did this to us because we did it to so many companies in this film.
Yeah.
You know, boy, this is just desserts coming our way. Well, of course, that's not what happened. They threatened to call the cops. I don't know if it was Miramax that threatened to call the cops or the people in the lobby who were very hostile, but they wouldn't let us talk to anybody in the building. They wouldn't let us even call upstairs. And we had to go to a payphone and call from there and be transferred all over the place. No less than 6 or 7 transfers. And basically, I was supposed to get a call back from them, too. No call back from them. So we've been trying to reach them in all different ways. And we actually ran into somebody who heard the show at a different Miramax office. So people are listening and word is getting out. I'm hearing from some people down in California that this is causing some concern. So now what we are going to be doing is this Thursday. Well, we had a meeting last Friday, actually. We had the meeting to discuss what we're going to do this week. And a lot of people, about a dozen or so people, showed up, and we had all kinds of different ideas floating around. And what we settled on was this coming Thursday, 12:30 p.m., outside the Miramax offices, which are at 375 Greenwich.
Greenwich Street, third floor.
Okay.
But we'll be on the street. I don't think we'll make it up to the...
No, I don't think we're going to make it to the third floor.
No.
But, it's... It's basically 12:30 p.m. A bunch of us are just going to, show our opinion out there in the democratic way that people do in this country. Made a bunch of picket signs, made a nice, really nice looking banner, which I know that people are listening that will be in that area. Come out and look at the banner. It's worth it just for that. You know, the 2600 van will be in attendance. And if you want to take part, then all you have to do is show up. 12:30 p.m. outside the Miramax offices, 375 Greenwich Street. I don't know what subway station is near there. So maybe somebody,
maybe someone will call in.
Or maybe somebody has a subway map in the studio or in somewhere in the vicinity that can run in and hand it to us. But I'm sure that it's accessible somewhere. We went by van, so we don't know exactly how we did that. But yeah, so we walked around and we started talking to people in the street. They had all kinds of opinions about the people in the Miramax building. That was interesting in itself. But we really thought that, it would be possible just to express our concern, point out a couple of things, say, hey, Kevin Mitnick never actually bashed somebody in the head with a garbage can lid. You know, maybe you guys could sort of check into that a little bit more. But silence, nothing yet. So we're open, we're here. We do a radio show. We have email. We have phone numbers. We're waiting for people to get back in touch with us. Now, failing that, we have the film itself, which will be in production over the next couple of weeks, either next week or the week after. I'm not entirely sure yet. When we find out, you will find out. And the best thing to do is check the website, which maybe you can tell the folks something about.
Well, first off, if anybody wants the details, if you want the exact address and more information about the protest, just go to www.kevinmitnick.com. That always has current news about what's going on, especially this Thursday. And second, we know the filming will have the exact address, maps, directions, whatever, to get there. And checking the news section for this week, you'll notice there's a statement from Kevin. I got the chance to talk to Kevin over the weekend. And when I talked to Kevin, he's obviously upset about the script, and he is consulting with several attorneys on what his course of action should be. And Kevin is planning on filing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Miramax and Millennium Films if the motion picture is publicly displayed or distributed. Kevin is claiming, and I think it's just, that the motion picture is a malicious and deliberate attempt to further damage his reputation through slanderous and libelous depictions of his life story. And let's see what else is in the news section. The Ninth Circuit upheld Judge Marietta Feltzer, the one who's been making most of the decisions in this case. They upheld the bail motion, and that is depriving Kevin, once again, without bail and without his right for a bail hearing. And for those interested, this is required by the Bail Reform Act and the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. At this point, Kevin Mitnick's attorney is going to make an emergency application to the U.S. Supreme Court and is seeking his client's conditional release on bail as a remedy to his illegal detention. And that's it for the news with Kevin with this week. And also, if folks want to download the flyer that we have, you can go off the main page off the website and download it right there. It's a Microsoft Word document. Most people have some incarnation of Microsoft Word. And you can print it out. And what we're suggesting is hand it out at movie theaters and hand it out at just about any place you want to. You
know? Yeah, that's another thing we're going to be doing is targeting some theaters and actually talking to people who are going to see films. I have no idea what Miramax films look like. I don't keep track of films that way. I don't know who's Miramax and who's United Artists and all that kind of thing. I don't pay any attention to that. But that's not, you know, we're not here to tell people don't see any Miramax films, because then you got to start thinking of, you know, products, films like products instead of works of art. We want people to put pressure on Miramax to say this particular project here is wrong, you know. And the thing is, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't know Miramax from any other film company. I didn't really think about it. Now Miramax is getting a bad reputation because they're being known for doing things like this. And I think that's what needs to be addressed for the people in the film industry. There was some publicity over the past week about Spike Lee wanting to do a film about Son of Sam. That obviously has some concern as well, people that don't want those memories dredged up. But, you know, I think this is even worse, because while those are unpleasant memories for people, it's still something that happened. It's still something that's in the public eye, and I don't know what they're going to be doing with characters. If they actually bring up people's real names, yeah, maybe that's something that should be addressed so that people aren't dragged through it all again. In this particular case, with the Takedown film, we're talking about real people. Kevin Mitnick is a real person. He's been sitting in a real prison for 3.5 very real years, and it's about time something was done about that. Now, a film coming out that portrays him as even worse than what the federal government has accused him of being is not going to do much towards getting him out of that prison, and it's certainly not going to help get him a fair trial when that day finally comes sometime next year. Those are the issues that we need to get across, that, you know, there's an injustice here. And, you know, there's one heck of a story, too, but no one wants to tell that story. I don't know why. Maybe it's not a feel-good type of a thing where you catch the bad guy when you realize that who really is the bad guy in the first place. Anyway, we have these really neat flyers that are going to be handed out at this protest. And do you want to talk about this at all? Or you want to surprise people with them?
Well, we can either surprise people. Basically, it just says, you know, stop Miramax. And it says in big bold letters and entitled Takedown, the plot to destroy Kevin Mitnick's life.
I think that's just a great line right there. You know, double entendre there, the plot to destroy Kevin Mitnick's life, you know.
Yeah.
That's just really, really good.
Yeah, and it, you know, has a brief summary because it's only a flyer, but it does have all the information if you want to learn more information. Mm-hmm. And like I said, go to the website and download these flyers and certainly spread them around any place that you have access to. Mm-hmm. We're not just limiting it to New York City. You know, Miramax has offices out in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Miramax shows their films in every county, every state.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Over the place.
And I like Miramax films. I would never boycott them. I'd never say anything bad about them, but I hope they're listening. And
well, this film we'd boycott and say something bad about.
Yeah.
You know, if this film were to come out the way it is now. And we're not saying, you know, a film should not come out. We're just saying the script that we have gotten a hold of, and, you know, it's thanks to people on the inside at Miramax who are sympathetic to this, that, you know, we learned this much. So there are people on our side in very high places, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, this particular script is very, very wrong. It's doing a tremendous injustice. It's going to hurt people in a very bad way. And it's not necessary. There's no reason to do this. There really isn't. So... people seem to understand that. People on the net seem to get that quite easily. I don't understand why it's such a big deal. I mean, yeah, they've invested money in it. They've invested time. They have to, you know, redo certain things. But I think it's worth the investment, you know, because in the long term, what are people going to remember? They're going to remember a decent film, or they're going to remember all the controversy that surrounded it that basically showed that it was a bunch of lies and, you know, forever tarnished their reputation. So a lot of things to think about here. I have some big news. And I'm going to introduce this news with actually a sound.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And the sound will be a sort of a clue as to what's to come. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Do you see what this is?
Yeah.
This is a Free Kevin button.
Where did you get that Free Kevin button from?
The Free Kevin button store near me. And everybody who shows up at the demonstration this Thursday at 12:30 p.m. outside Miramax headquarters on 375
Greenwich Street.
We'll get a Free Kevin button.
Really?
A free Kevin button.
It looks just
people
similar.
Expect to get a Kevin button when you say a Free Kevin button.
Yeah.
No, a free
Kevin
button. At no cost to you, you will get a button that you can proudly wear. And these are really nice buttons. They look kind of like the bumper stickers, except they're round.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat, too. You also get bumper stickers. You know, we just made a whole lot of new ones.
I'll definitely be there, then.
Went through 5,000 bumper stickers in like a month.
Yeah, that's another thing on the website. If you want to check out, we get photos from people all the time of these Free Kevin stickers winding up in the weirdest spots.
Strangest spots.
We just got one sent in. Someone put one on Miramax, their headquarters there in New York.
At the building that we're protesting in front of.
Yeah, and they sent us a picture. And it's right on the front. It's a Free Kevin on the door.
We don't encourage people to risk their lives by sticking these things where they're not supposed to be.
No.
But if you decide to go down that road, it would be a shame if you didn't take a picture of it, wouldn't it? So definitely check that out. Other weird places, they've shown up on cars in Holland where the license plates look remarkably similar to the Free Kevin display. Yeah. Toilet bowls all over the place. Although, you know, it's not really the best place to put a bumper sticker.
Well, you figure someone's going to be sitting there doing something for at least a few minutes. Maybe
public stalls, I could see,
you know,
on the door as it closes.
Yeah, that's what I was
people are sitting there and they have nothing else to think about. So, yeah. But, you know, also very important is spreading the Free Kevin bumper stickers on the net. The virtual stickers, and you can find one of those right now at either the 2600 site or Free Kevin site, the Kevin Mitnick site, www.kevinmitnick.com. Or www.2600.com, and simply, you right-click on it and just copy it?
Most people who are on the web can generate pretty simple web pages. They can just right-click, get the graphic.
And encourage other people to put it up, too. Encourage people in big companies.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you afraid of? You know, it's a sentiment. It has to do with free speech. It has to do with stopping suffering.
You know, and we all tend to forget, but you know, he's a U.S. citizen, and U.S. citizens aren't supposed to be in prison without bail, without trial. That's one of our fundamental rights.
We've gotten so much reaction from other countries, other people in other countries, who are very sympathetic because they've been through things like this. They know what it's all about, and they can't believe that so many people here aren't aware of the injustices that are going on right within our borders. So that's why they have particular interest in getting the word out, and that's why you might see more notice and word about Kevin Mitnick in other countries than in the United States. It's kind of sad, but it shows you where our country is right now. So that's the situation. We've got a demonstration coming up on Thursday, 12:30, in front of Miramax, 375 Greenwich Street. Yep. And hopefully we'll figure out what subway is near there, if anybody can call in and give us that information. Or bring a map or something like that. That would be nice. I was supposed to do that today, but I was so caught up with other things.
Lots of people listen who live in the New York City area.
Right. If you see people on Thursday that look lost, figure that they're probably looking for the demonstration, and that's where they should go. And we got some really cool signs too. If you want to make your own picket signs, you know, feel free to do that. Just get some, cardboard backing,
poster board.
Poster board. That's it.
You can.
And make a poster with a magic marker, with paint. You know, we made a bunch on Sunday with paint, and the banner looks really, really cool. I'm not sure, you know, how much space we're going to have to display the banner, but we'll have at least one good photo opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's the situation there. All right, so we can take some phone calls, 212-209-2900. You're listening to Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. Phil's over there talking about the Kevin Mitnick situation. Any more updates from the website, from the net? Any other weird things happening?
Yeah, one thing is, this is from CNET, and a lot of you probably heard about it. Fox affiliate, their affiliate in Chicago, was hacked, and it was...
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's right here. And it wasn't destroyed. It wasn't damaged in any way, but it had a message, and the message read, "This website has been hacked by Digifreak in error type 11. My motives are other than destructive. I am... actually here to bring an issue to your attention. Kevin Mitnick, a notorious hacker, has been held in jail for over 3 years without trial. Simple message. Didn't do any harm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I guess, you know, if you're going to hack a website, and we don't recommend that either, but if you're going to do that, make sure it's not something that's harmful in any way, that the original site is preserved, and that your message makes sense, you know, because it's a form of graffiti, it's a form of getting your word out in an unauthorized way, and you're just going to alienate people if you say, you know, obscene things or destroy a site or, you know, otherwise don't make any sense. So if you choose to go down that road, then just give it a little bit of thought. A couple of phone numbers, too, that we really should give out. Miramax Films here in New York can be reached at 212-941-3800. I've called that number a few times. And they have a neat transferring system, I'll say that. They can go any... I was going through... They have three offices in this city. They have one on Beach Street and one on Hudson Street. Hudson, Beach, and Greenwich. I got transferred to all those different offices. You know, I said, I'm right outside your building right now. And they said, no, you're not. You're on Greenwich, and we're on Beach.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was going to try to have them transfer me to Los Angeles, but I figured maybe that would be too much to ask for. Anyway, the number is 212-941-3800. Fax machine, 212-941-3949. If you're listening out in the Los Angeles area and you want to pay them a visit, they're at 7966 Beverly Boulevard. And that's in Los Angeles. Their phone number, 213-951-4200. Fax number, 213-951-4315. If you do go down and pay them a visit, be civil, be polite, you know, be coherent, and know exactly what it is you want to say. You know, I realize it's hard. A lot of people don't have copies of the script, you know, because we haven't been giving out copies. We got our copy. We got it to Kevin and other people who were in the film. And, you know, I really think that there's nothing wrong with giving it to people who are in the film. They should know what's being said about them. But we had to stop there because we don't want to do things that obviously are going to violate copyrights. So
your review's on kevinmitnick.com, and it has some pretty good quotes from the script. And after just reading a review, a lot of people are upset about that, just from the quotes and just from some of the scenarios.
Yeah, I was in a particularly bad mood when I wrote that because I just, you know, read it for a couple of hours, and I just, you know, I had to just sort of sit there for a while and hold my head in my hands, and then I just started typing away my feelings about it, and I think I captured the mood. So I'm glad I was able to do that at least. So if we hear more, of course, we'll let people know. Now, it's possible we might be away in the next couple of weeks, especially if this thing starts filming next week or the week after, because we intend to be on the site. We intend to be, you know, where the action is happening, just so that they know we're out there. You know, we don't intend to, you know, send firebombs over the fence or anything like that, but we do intend to let them know that, you know, we're watching and we're aware, and they need to be aware of our concerns. So if that happens, it's possible the show might be broadcast remotely, something we've never done before, actually. So there's another you know, new thing for us right there. So again, we'll keep you updated. Best way to stay updated is through the website. If you want to subscribe to an active mailing list where you can actually post your ideas or just hear what people are saying that are involved in this campaign, you need email, obviously. You need internet access. And the best way to do that is to simply send mail to majordomo@2600.com. That's M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O at 2600.com. And in the body of your message, not the subject, in the body of your message, just say two words, subscribe Mitnick, spelled M-I-T-N-I-C-K. And send that along. You'll get a confirmation message back. It might ask you to send something back as validation. And when that happens, you'll be subscribed to the Mitnick mailing list.
The list has grown.
The list is growing. It's really getting up there.
Yeah.
So it's bogging down the system, but that's okay because that's what we're here for. And it's good to see, you know, freedom of speech prevailing like this. And you have people from all over the world, you know, of all different ages and backgrounds, coming up with some really good ideas, you know, of ways of handling this whole thing. And some really good debates, too. So that's what we're here for, to throw it all around. And, you know, the thing is, it's open to anybody. I'm sure there's people from Miramax on the list.
Yeah, and it's all anonymous as well. I mean, people don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's as anonymous as you want it to be. You know, if you want to post from your home email, if you just want to get a Hotmail account someplace and post whatever you want, that's fine, too. So we've had a lot of very interesting discussions going on there. Okay, let's take some phone calls. 212-209-2900. Pick a number from 1 to 8.
3.
All right. If it's him, though, it's your fault.
Oh.
You know that.
Pressure.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Manuel.
It's your fault. This is all your fault.
He called on
you know when
lines
I went
before.
To the
how many lines? Did, no, just tell us honestly. How many lines did you dial in on?
I dialed on my cellular phone.
That's only one line. You picked his line.
Man.
You have like some sort of connection with this guy.
I don't have any.
Well, when I was in a mall, I went to a financial. They were doing some demonstration somewhere, and I when the guy wasn't looking, I put Free Kevin up on the thing.
Ooh.
And the guy, and then the guy said, "Oh, well, I'd like to demonstrate this to you, which was this Free Kevin. I don't know who Kevin is." And then I started laughing.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to I went to do it somewhere else, but Netscape was blocked. In other words, you can only go to that particular site.
Oh, you can only go to the site they want you to go to.
One site, like, it was, I'm not going to mention the entity I went to, but it was a financial institution, and they had only...
Why are you protecting them? Why are you protecting this financial entity?
All right, so it was Charles Schwab. And you can only go to the Charles Schwab website. In other
I believe
words,
you said the name of that. You know how mad they're going to get at you now? They're going to be sending lawyers to you now. And since you gave your real name out a couple of weeks ago, they won't have far to look, will they? Yeah.
And when I went there, and then I couldn't go to any other site, and I couldn't access some sort of a web, like a web processor to put the Free Kevin on.
Uh-huh.
How do you have a website for that? I mean, a Netscape Navigator, so that you can like, you know how like it restricts only to that one website?
What?
That's not a hack. It's just a preference for a homepage in the Netscape settings.
So in other words, you just can go only to that one website, right?
No. Do you mean a homepage, like when you start up
Netscape? Yeah, a homepage that like they only want you to go to one. They don't want you like browsing around to other web pages.
They can't go. You can't go anywhere else when you're in Charles Schwab. Then
right, you can only go to theirs.
Well, you know, it's quite possible that there's no net connection whatsoever, and they're simply connecting to a local machine in that mall, wherever it is they are. And
that's true.
And the reason you can't connect to anything else, I mean, do you get an error message? Do you get, you know, trying, failing?
Yeah, actually, I get an error. I don't remember the error message, but I got some sort of a message or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'd also like to say, you know, I think there's a big crackdown on convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
A crackdown on convenience?
Yeah. I wanted to get $20 from my account,
yeah,
and I went into a Citibank. Guess what? They only give $40 if you're not a Citibank customer. It used to be that you can get intervals of 20, 40, 60, and so on and so forth. But they say, well, if you're not a Citibank customer, we can only give it to you in 40 and on up. I mean, I said I didn't want 40. I said I want 20.
Uh-huh.
So, So
what did you do?
I
want to know this.
Bank.
What's that?
Well, I went into another bank.
Okay. A friendlier bank that...
a bank that does not charge. I mean, there's ATMs coming up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know... They charge you now.
Banks charge you for everything.
Yeah, well, it used to be that you can just use your card anywhere in the country, mm-hmm, at any ATM, and, you know.
Well, it's made me use my card a lot less, you know.
All these fees
that they institute, these, you know, ATM fees, they make me use my ATM card less. The payphone surcharge for calling cards now, so I'm using calling cards less. I'm not using payphones anymore. I mean, yeah, okay, fine. You want to push me to some other technology, that's just great. I'm just not going to pay ridiculous fees for nothing.
I wanted to look up somebody's address in New Jersey because I was trying to drive to their house.
Mm-hmm.
The code card charges you for information. It's like I have to drive.
Well, that's illegal. They're not supposed to charge you for information within the state, within the region anyway.
The local area, right.
Yeah.
And did you know that in Ohio, no, it's in Michigan, when I forgot to tell you this, local information, American information gives you national, any number in the country?
Well, it's not surprising because what you're seeing is a move towards national information, no matter what area code you dial. For instance, Sprint, OmniPoint, the PCS companies, if you dial information in any area code, you can pretty much ask for any number in the country. It's just a formality. The disadvantage to that, obviously, is the fact that they're not familiar with the area that you're asking about, and probably what they're using are CD-ROMs, which are rather outdated.
Hello? Yeah, but you know something? They sometimes don't know a lot of the numbers. Like, if you'll ask for... WBAI,
uh-huh,
like from California, they may not have that number in that particular database.
Right.
But I don't like these call cards. Like they you dial an 800 number, and then you get they get sneaky because they charge you after 5 minutes, as if you were like, you know, on a timed call. It used to be like sometimes they charge you every time you dial 800, but now they like they're free to call the 800 number, but it's a 5 minutes surprise. Deposit 25 cents.
That is unfortunate. Well, listen, we're going to move on.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
I'm no longer allowed to pick numbers.
Well, it doesn't matter now. You already picked the number.
No more numbers for me.
Let's try this one over here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? I was listening to the program earlier regarding the retro cards.
Right.
And how, I'm not sure if you said you could let somebody else in, but only after 18 minutes.
18 minutes have to pass by between swipes, yes.
So, which means if I'm with, let's say, my children, I can't swipe them in at the same time that I'm going through?
Not with the unlimited card, no.
Ah, so we'd have to have a separate card?
Unless they're really small and you can carry them with you. That's the only way you'd be able to get away with that. Otherwise, you have to use the multiple fare cards, which deduct every time you go through.
Right, right.
Now, you know, if theoretically you could have 18 people buying a card, an unlimited card, and then one per minute can let somebody in.
Right.
You know, and then there'd never be a gap, but, you know, people do have other things to do, so they can't just let people in for free all the time. But it is theoretically possible.
Okay.
All right?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I don't know how many other people are doing it. I've heard of other people doing it. I've heard of the reluctance of New Yorkers to actually think that something exists for nothing.
I think it's a trap or something.
They always think it's a trap. They either think it's illegal or something like that, but it's not. Try it during rush hour someday. Get one of these passes and just let people in. It's harder to do on the bus because you got to run on the bus and then run off the bus and let somebody in, you know, so it's not as easy.
Yeah.
But the subway, it's very simple. I was a little concerned when we first did it because I thought that there was a timeout if you didn't go through the turnstile, but there isn't. There isn't. It'll stay. The thing is, it says go, and then the go goes out. So it's just, you know, empty. You don't know if it's free or not.
What is it? But it says something before the go when it says swipe card, correct?
I don't think it says anything until you swipe the card. Then it usually says swipe again because most people don't get it the first time.
Yeah.
And then it says go, and then after about 5 seconds, the go goes out, but the free fare is still there.
Maybe that's a power saving thing. Or
I don't know what it is, but yeah. You know, people will think that there's no free fare there, and they'll just put another token or card in or whatever. But
so it's a trick.
But the thing is, it has a buffer, so even if somebody was to do that all day long, at the end of the day, there'd still be that one free ride there.
Yeah.
Assuming nobody even tried to get through. Okay, let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook.
Hi, Emmanuel?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, MNF24601. Is that Porkchop?
Is who Porkchop?
Well,
I can say no because he's not here, so whoever it is you're thinking of, it's not him.
Oh, okay. You know, it's really nice talking to you about, like, where the train that gets to Greenwich.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's the A train, but if anyone out there is listening says I'm wrong, please call in to correct me.
Okay. You wouldn't know the stop, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't know the stop.
Well, Greenwich and what?
Greenwich and I think it's right near North Moor.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know the stop. I only know which train gets there. All right.
Might be Chambers.
Yeah?
Might be Chambers, but I don't know. Maybe somebody from Miramax can help.
You know,
they obviously have to get there.
And
you could, yeah, that's what you can do. You always call them and ask them what the subway stop they're near.
I plan on calling and asking for directions.
I mean, you can always do that. I mean, not to be annoying or obnoxious or anything like that, but it's something.
Directions.
It's the most logical way of doing it.
And you know, on Friday I was there at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you.
Huh?
I remember you. Yes, you were there.
Oh, cool.
I can confirm that.
You know, you asked me like what I think should happen to Kevin, and what I thought about that overnight, and because I really didn't get a chance to answer, and I just want to say, like, the most horrible thing about this entire thing is not that, I mean, what's worse than him just being in jail for 3 years is that they don't actually let him see anyone.
That's right.
You know, he's, like, totally isolated from society.
That's about it.
Yeah, you can see his lawyer. That's about the only company he gets.
Uh-huh.
That gets a little stale after a while.
Well, speaking of lawyers, what about, like, you guys from 2600? Have you got your lawyers, like, just in case if anything happens at the Miramax demonstration?
Yeah, we have people working on that. When you have demonstrations, there's always legal people that watch over to make sure your rights aren't violated. So, yeah, we are covering those bases.
Oh, that's good. And, like, you know, I read 2600 a lot, and I know you need articles. So just one more thing. I was just, like, researching, I can't exactly say what, and, you know, I tripped over an entire load of, like, DDN locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already written up this article that's completely thorough and gives a lot of information. And, you know, I'm not, like, promoting corporate espionage or, like, you know, government sabotage of, like, networks and things. But I'm just saying, like, would you be interested in
sure,
if I sent that in?
Absolutely. Anything. There's nothing too controversial that, you know, that we won't at least look at.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's interesting information that hasn't been beaten to death, yeah, we'll certainly do something with it.
Oh, absolutely. I see. Who does artwork for 2600?
Well, Phil just did some artwork for us. There's going to be an interesting new cover coming out in about 3 weeks or so.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you have him. You have Curatory doing some things. You have all kinds of other people working on Mike from Chopping Block actually does a lot of work for us.
I see.
So there's talent out there.
Well, I was just wondering, like, if I ever sent in any, samples of my artwork, because I do a lot of that, if mm-hmm. you'd be interested.
Sure, you can always send it in to us or bring it down to a meeting.
Oh, I see. So I'll either see you guys at the demonstration, if not, I'll see you at the next meeting.
Well, you better see us at the demonstration.
You'll get a free button.
How are you going to miss us at the demonstration? We're all going
to
be there together.
The thing is that, see, I have to go to work just in case my supervisor doesn't let me off.
Uh-huh. Well, it's lunchtime. That's why we planned it for this particular period. So that,
yeah, but see, I work in Brooklyn, and I can't, like, go back and forth in, like, half an hour.
Yeah, that does make sense. Well, don't do anything that will jeopardize your career or
well,
your
life.
Well,
yeah, I'll try my best. If I can't get there, I'm going to send friends over there. Just
yeah,
to
get as many friends as possible to show up as well, and this goes for everybody who's planning on coming. You know, the mm-hmm. strength is in numbers. And,
definitely.
We figured, can always call Miramax and just let them know that you couldn't attend, but you know how you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
And, of course, we expect to have lots of media people there as well. They've already expressed an interest in this, which I think is pretty amazing. So word is out. I mean, word's already out. It's just a question of where the thing goes from now. Okay, we got the word out. Now, you know, they might like this publicity as you know, much as we do. They might think, hey, this is good for the film. Well, we've got to, you know, sort of persuade them that that's not exactly what we had in mind. We're not out here publicizing the film. We're out here condemning the film. And we want that to be addressed. Okay, let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Emmanuel.
How
nice
doing?
To be on the show again. It's Tommy, the T-O-M-M, capital E, capital E. Sorry, didn't get to talk to you at the meeting there.
No,
I was over in the corner reading my book, but you never came over and said howdy.
So now, wait a minute. Let me see if I understand this. You came to the meeting, but you didn't join anybody who was at the meeting.
No, because I was reading my book. I just wanted to talk to you one-on-one, but, you know.
What book were you reading? That was so engrossing.
Cyberpunk.
Ah.
That book about Pengo and Kevin and...
Okay, you know. Well, you see, the thing is, here's how it works. If you come over to the meeting and talk to us, odds are you'll get to talk to one of us one-on-one, and okay, well, that's how it works. You know.
The one problem I'm having is I've sent out messages about the benefit that I'm trying to plan. I set up an email on Netscape.net, which is freekevin@netscape.net.
Okay.
But only one person responded. I even left a message on the BBS, and... no one responded on the Voice BBS either, so I'm not sure how strong the people are out here in New York City to actually support them.
Well, I mean, I would post something on the mailing list as well, the Mitnick mailing list.
I did that, and no one responded from there either. So, I mean, this is a really sad situation for New York.
Are you going to the protest on...
Oh, definitely, yeah. I'm going to take
that
lunch.
Don't bring any books, though.
Yeah, don't bring any books. Make sure you...
No, but I'll bring my... one cheap digital camera, and then I'll bring another camera, and we'll take lots of pictures out there, so
that's
we can
good.
Even distribute those pictures to the
uh-huh.
media.
Okay.
You know how we actually all gathered out there to protest Miramax. You know, we want the truth to be told, not this lie that Shimomura is putting out there,
mm-hmm.
and John Markoff and all those bad media hypes.
Yeah,
so,
it'll be interesting to see if the New York Times shows up.
Yeah, hopefully they will. You know. Maybe we can even coax John Markoff to come out there himself.
Oh, I doubt that he's in San Francisco, but you know, who knows?
Oh, well, you know, maybe someone will throw him in a bag and drag him out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we'll have
to get this truth out there. A lot of people out there, when I say, hey, you know, this is unfair. Kevin's been in jail 3 years, 4 months, you know, X amount of days.
Mm-hmm.
They go, yeah, well, he's a bad hacker. He was, you know, mischievous and all this. And I'm like, no. And they say, and he was fat. I'm like, was, but not
well,
anymore.
What does being fat have to do with it? I mean,
I know.
Yeah, he's not fat anymore. He was fat back then. So what? That means you have to go to prison for a longer period of time?
No, and everyone says, you know, what we should start doing is writing letters to Amnesty.
Uh-huh. Well, because, you know, Amnesty International has been contacted repeatedly about this. They don't seem to have an interest in it for some reason. I don't know why that is.
This is horrible.
I think, my theory is that it's because of computers. They think computers somehow change it. It doesn't, you know. He's just as in jail as a political prisoner in any other country.
Well, I've told a lot of people to read the Pango section of Cyberpunk just because they'll learn that U.S. hackers are only taking down web pages for a protest, yet those German hackers were actually hacking into U.S. military sites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not too many U.S. hackers that hack into countries, U.S., you know, or other countries' military sites just because, you know, there's no interest, really.
Well,
you know?
The analyzer, that Israel guy, he actually got a job and commended by his country for going into the Pentagon.
Netanyahu actually said he was really good.
Well, Kevin's in jail for...
Good to get Clinton's reaction to Kevin Mitnick.
That $80 million thing that Kevin's under, you know, mm-hmm. people are like never going to give him a job, it seems, because of all the restrictions placed on him. Hey, he's not even allowed to operate a telephone, pretty much, if it's been altered anyway. I mean, is that going to include the caller ID function to... block out those private numbers.
Yeah, these are
ridiculous.
Yeah, these are silly things people need to be aware of. And I think once, you know, people with absolutely no background in technology are made aware of these things. They see how ridiculous it is and how it needs to be changed.
Same thing with the Wipeout Treaty. I mean, people don't even know that this exists yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, it's going to damage the fact of anyone testing their own interior network. Like, they can't even go to BugTrack, you know, .net or BugTrack.com, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
to check out, oh, what's wrong with NT systems now?
It comes from people who have no conception of how it all works, exactly. Making the regulations.
So we need to voice our opinions on that, too. But actually, this Free Kevin thing is more important than anything because any of us could be in that position right now.
Okay, and listen, you know, Tommy, we'll see you on Thursday, right?
Oh, definitely. I'll be out front.
Okay.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Take care.
Bye.
And how many people do you think we're going to show up? I hope we get a lot. I really do.
I think there's going to be a lot mm-hmm. a lot more, especially after tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the word's out on the website, word's out on the net. You know, it's only one city, and we're reaching people all throughout the planet.
But it's New York City.
It's New York.
You know.
It's New York. It's the center of everything, and we hope to be able to, you know, make it the focal point for this particular action. So again, the demonstration takes place Thursday, this Thursday coming up, 12:30 p.m. Might want to meet a little bit before that, you know, at 12:15 or so, just to sort of organize and make introductions, things like that. And it's at 375 Greenwich Street, right here in Lower Manhattan. And we're just going to basically, if you've never been to a demonstration before, it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, you're not going to get maced by the cops or anything like that. Basically, you just kind of stand out there with a picket sign. Yeah, I don't even know if we're going to have a chant. We might have a chant. We might come up with a chant or a song or something like that. Who knows?
If anybody can think of one before Thursday.
But we were there. We had our own camera crew and all that there the other day when we tried to get into their offices. And it's fun. You know, it's people come up and talk to you. They want to know more about the case. And it's really a good experience. So if you are at all concerned about it being bad or negative, no, it's not that way. We're not there to yell scab or anything like that or throw rocks or no, that's not who we are. You know, we're basically here to just get across a message, you know, to let people know, to educate. And I think you'll be surprised how many people are open to that and people on all sides of the fence. So by all means, show up this Thursday, 12:30 p.m., 375 Greenwich Street. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 516-751-2600, extension 0. And you can also email us, OTH, that stands for Off the Hook, OTH at 2600.com. And, of course, visit the website, www.kevinmitnick.com, one word, KevinMitnick.com. All right, see if we can squeeze in one or two more phone calls. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook.
Good evening, Emmanuel. I have a question for you. Why are you trivializing and minimizing Kevin Mitnick's racism against Asian Americans?
Well, because it's it's fictional, for one thing. Where did you hear about this in the first place? Was it through
I was hearing that what was said about him by people who, you know, they have a different point of view than you. He made very derogatory remarks against Chickamauga.
In the script,
that is part of what we are upset about, is the fact that is how he's being portrayed. He's not like that. And, you know, whatever it is that you're reading or hearing about, it's coming from the people that write these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to their advantage to portray him in that particular light, because that makes you not like him.
Definitely, he did not make any derogatory remarks about Asian Americans or Japanese Americans in particular.
I'm not aware of anything like that. I have to say, no, he did not.
I've talked to Kevin quite a bit, and he's never said anything racist or bad about anybody.
Yeah, I've known him since 1989, and in all that time, and I can't say this about a lot of people, but in all that time, I've never heard any kind of racial epithet come out of his mouth.
And he didn't call Chickamauga bad names after he was caught by it.
I can't say what he might have said in solitary confinement in the throes of desperation. Who knows? But, you know, this is not in his character to be racist. That's what I'm saying right now. All right?
Okay.
So hopefully we'll see you there on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
This is what I fear that's going to happen, is everybody's going to think.
This is a perfect example.
Yeah.
People hear this crap, and then that becomes the truth to them. Now, imagine all these people seeing this film. They're going to say, oh, yeah, Kevin Mitnick's a racist. He bashes people with garbage can lids. You know, it's the conception. It sticks.
These people might be on the jury.
Right.
If it ever goes to trial.
Do you think that last caller ever talked to Kevin Mitnick? Do you think he ever heard anything firsthand, ever heard his voice, knows anything really firsthand about him? Of course not. Because they don't let you. They don't let you get that kind of access. They don't let you get that kind of information. Kevin's not allowed to talk to people. You know, he's not allowed to express who he really is. It's sad.
He's listening to us reading from the script.
Right. No, that was.
This is where he got this from.
He heard us reading, and because of that, it's like, you know, this is the way it really is. Yeah. So yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Of course, this is why the film has to be stopped, because people are going to think these things. Yeah, Kevin's a racist because he said this in the film. So films don't lie. Films are true.
Miramax wouldn't lie to us.
No, never. Of course not. All right, let's take another phone. I'm glad we got a call like that. I really am. Good evening. You're on the air.
I made it. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, two brief things.
We're going to see you on Thursday, right?
No, I'm
Why
like,
not?
Because I'm claustrophobic and I'm
it's
not...
Outside.
It's outside!
No, I mean, I'm in terms of being with crowds of people, I feel I'm going to get trampled to death like at a Who concert, or I'll have flashbacks and the colors will drive me insane. And I'm really, you know, I can't even be in the bar and talk to a woman, so how am I supposed to yell at Miramax?
All right.
Anyway,
he has a point there.
Two brief things. Just for people who are listening and who don't know you the way I do, could you just state that 2600, where it gets its financial resources from, that you're not supported by Gaddafi or Barbara Streisand, number one.
Gaddafi's canceled his subscription.
Barbara Streisand.
We're through sending collections. Barbara Streisand?
I'm trying to be funny, but
anyway. No, I think you're succeeding. No, we get our money 100% through subscribers and people who buy
Okay, cool.
No advertisements, no corporate donations, nothing like that.
The other thing is, this morning I was, like, bored, so I called 1-800-IMAGINE to get information on the AT&T Digital One rate. And it's like 600 minutes a month for $90 a month. But the thing I found interesting was...
you have to sign up for a year.
Yeah, no, not that, but they're out of stock. It has to be only a certain Nokia phone, and they told me who an authorized dealer is. Nobody beats the Wiz or Radio Shack, but if all people aren't as auto parts store, I found that a little strange. That like
that's pretty funny.
A tire supply store would be a digital cellular dealer. Anyway, I'm a big fan of Rebel. I don't think you guys should be, you know, that hard on him. Because
we let him have his say. In fact, you guys are kind of sandwiching the show this week.
Okay,
Rebel's the first. You're the last.
Who's your co-host? Just plain Phil, no handle or anything.
Just Phil, not like
Madonna.
We're trying to think of a name for him. So if you want to send in your suggestions, the address WBAI 120 Wall Street, New York, New York 10005.
How about Cyber Amoeba for me? It says that Cyber Amoeba.
Okay, our tally person has written that down, and it will be put.
Okay,
in
well, anyway, good luck at the demonstration, and please, like, you know, don't try and be macho with those cops who will, you know, crack heads and stuff.
No, I don't think we're going to try for any run-ins with the cops. I think we're going to keep it civil. And I expect that there'll be lots of attention drawn to the issues. That's what we're going to try to stick it on, you know, the issues. All right, and we're out of time, so we hope to see you there next this Thursday coming up, 12:30 p.m. outside of Miramax headquarters, which is at 375 Greenwich Street. We're there to express our outrage at the takedown movie that's being made in the next week or two down in North Carolina. Again, Miramax's phone number is 212-941-3800. I guess you can get directions from them as to how to get there. And we'll see you there, and we'll see you next week at this time to let you know what happened. Till then, have a good night.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. Worse. But if they could, they would. Only live on for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. Bundle it, no!
This is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, listener-sponsored community radio. And coming up, Arab Voices, Crescent Rising.
Health Action has moved to a new time slot, Tuesday at 2 p.m. Join us as we continue to examine the health issues of our times and explore the innovative use of traditional, complementary, and alternative medicine. Health Action, co-produced by Nicholas Cimarelli, Kathy Davis, and Bob Lederer, has moved till Tuesday at 2 p.m. That's over WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.
It's 9:01 and 58 seconds. Coming right up, Arab Voices, Crescent Rising.
The drum, el tambor, conga djembe bata, taiko, garaun, tar, budran, teponastli, terbeka, tabla. Our earliest memory, the drum, is the messenger, the transinducer, the shaman's constant, powerful medicine for our deepest ailments, a reminder of our ancestors' struggles with the elements, with themselves, with fellow humans. A plea to those who came before. Nothing on the planet moves the human race like the drum. The drum, the one frontier the oppressor never steps over. It pierces the night. The night envelops the drum. And the program is Night Drum on WBAI, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 3:30 a.m. Night Drum.
And don't forget, the Wake Up Call crew is having a festival on the river on Sunday, July 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. at West 23rd Street and 12th Avenue. This is a fundraising party for Wake Up Call. And coming right up, Arab Voices, Crescent Rising.
Good evening. The time is almost 9:05, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, and this is Arab Voices Crescent Rising. I'm your host and executive producer of the show. I'm Barbara Nimri Aziz, and I want to invite you to stay with us for the next 52 or 3 minutes when we will have, as usual, I think, an exciting magazine of very